326 Rock Chalk Sports Talk, New FM 101.7, 1320 KLWN. Live radio. This is what it's all about, right? Overcoming technical difficulties. Joined by David Lawrence in the 4 o'clock hour. At 5 o'clock, we'll talk some KU basketball recruiting with Matt Scott of theshiver.com. And at about half past 5, we'll be joined by former Kansas football player Frank Sire. So it should be a fun afternoon planned with David Lawrence when he joins us coming up here in about half an hour. So Josh Jackson makes it official, and he's headed to the NBA. And what I think a lot of people are going to initially start with when it comes to his legacy at Kansas is best one-and-done ever. Well, all the one-and-dones that have come through Kansas have all been here under Bill Self, and there have been 9 of them in total. So best one-and-done ever. He's not going to be the best freshman ever because Danny Manning's going to hold down that title unless somebody comes in and has a national player of the year type season. But does it almost seem like it's like an asterisk to say like best one and done player ever?
Why?
Well, because it's not all time great. It's not jersey retirement. It's not one of the best to ever come through KU. It's best one and done ever. It's like a specific set of criteria that only belongs to 9 other guys, and there's really only one other dude who he's competing against when it comes to this category, and it's Andrew Wiggins from a couple years ago.
That said, okay, if that KU team, because everybody likes to do this, where they say if they had Joel Embiid, what would have happened? Would they have made the Final Four? Would they have won a national championship? Because the path was relatively open besides Florida, and that was a team you already played, so who knows? If that team ends up making the Final Four and we play that hypothetical out where Joel Embiid is playing and he dominates in the NCAA tournament, maybe they win the national championship or Final Four, you might throw him in the discussion.
Maybe you do, but either way, have him in the discussion or don't. I think what I'm getting at here is that, is it really that special to be one of the best one-and-done players ever?
Well,
because let's just look at all of those guys. None of them went to a Final Four. Obviously, none of them won a national championship. None of them were first-team All-Americans. None of them were Big 12 Players of the Year. And I mean, you could argue that Jackson was the most accomplished from a team perspective because he's the only one who even made it to the Elite Eight. Ben McLemore and he are the only ones who made it past the second round. So I guess what I'm getting at is it really that much of an accomplishment to be the best one-and-done player ever? Because, okay, if Andrew Wiggins currently holds down that title, what's his legacy at Kansas? I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that it's not even close to being in the conversation as some of the all-time greats at KU. I get that it's simply a product of the era and the day and age in which we live in, which means that the elite basketball players are only going to be in college for 1 year. But given the company that he shares, a lot of great individuals, but a lot of those teams underwhelmed in the tournament. And that is above all else, whether we're talking individual, whether we're talking about teams. If you have one thing that Kansas basketball values over everything else, it's championships, it's Final Fours, and there are just none to be spoken of when it comes to the one-and-done players.
I see what you're saying, but I mean, as the years go on, this list is going to grow, and I think as good of a season as he had, you're still going to be talking about that up at the top. I think what makes it more special is, yeah, those haven't been historic seasons in terms of for KU, but the whole term one and done, the whole phrase one and done kind of indicates that you were a really talented, very skilled player. And so to be at the top of the list of guys who were first-round draft picks, who were lottery picks, that's something. And at the
very it's only something if they do something with it at the next level. Because okay, let's look at Kentucky because they are the shining example of the legacy that one and duns can have. John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins, that team did not do much at Kentucky, but both of those guys have went on to be two of the best players in the NBA. That is a recruiting tool. That is the only way in which your collegiate legacy can grow after your only season in college. Because if you're not winning championships, if you're not going to Final Fours, you have to continue to build the legacy at the next level. And I'm sorry, but guys like Ben McLemore and Xavier Henry have not really done that at the next level. They have not grown their legacy whatsoever. So, I mean, Xavier Henry we're closing in on It'll be 8 years next year since he was here. His name is never, never brought up when we talk about best one and dones, when we talk about the best freshman that KU have had. And it's not like he had a bad season. 13 points per game, 4 rebounds, shot 42% from 3 on a team that went 33-3. He is a forgotten player.
Well, because he was what, third fiddle, fourth fiddle on that team?
Yeah, probably third.
Probably third.
I mean, offensively, probably second after Sharon, but yeah.
We had conversations this season whether Josh Jackson was the best player on the team.
Well, we knew Andrew Wiggins was the best player on the team in 2014.
I know, but here's my point. This is a much better team than that Wiggins. That team lost, what, 9-10 games?
10 games.
This team lost 4 games, including the loss in the Elite Eight. That's pretty incredible. So
five including the loss.
Okay,
in the
Elite Eight. If you just look at this in terms of what Josh Jackson did, forget that he's a freshman. 16 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 51% from the field, 38% from 3. That's, I mean, just compare that to the whole database of Kansas players under Bill Self. That's one of the better seasons against that.
Yes, but when we look back on it 5 years from now, the first thing we're going to mention with this team is Frank Mason, right? Because it's one of the best individual seasons we've ever seen. So, I'm not trying to use this to diminish Josh Jackson. What I'm trying to figure out, it's a legitimate question, is what is his lasting legacy going to be at Kansas? Because for Andrew Wiggins and Joel Embiid, we're starting to see it. It's too early to vehemently put your stamp on it, but we're already starting to see it. And what it is that their lasting legacy is what they do in the NBA and how that's going to be used as a recruiting tool. So as good as Andrew Wiggins was at Kansas, we will remember him more for what he does in the NBA because of the fact that if he's going to All-Star games, he's constantly going to be linked to Kansas. Same with Joel Embiid. And that is, to me, as a one-and-done player, you either have to go to a Final Four, win a national championship, or become a star at the next level. Because if you don't do any of those three things, you're kind of going to be a forgotten soul in Lawrence. And you know what? And Ben McLemore has avoided that because he has endeared himself to fans by coming back every single offseason and doing summer camps and basketball camps and doing little giveaways across town. Like, he clearly sees Lawrence as a second home, which I would understand if I were living in Sacramento as well. but I just don't know. I don't think this is common sense. Like, we know that the elite players are only going to stick around for a short amount of time, but there have been a lot of talented guys who came through Kentucky who didn't do much while they were there. And we don't really remember them. The Kentucky players that we remember, like if I ask you to start rattling off Kentucky one and dones, who are the first names you're mentioning?
John Wall, Anthony Davis, and DeMarcus Cousins.
All three of them, all stars, like all NBA type talent at the next level. One of them won a national championship and was National Player of the Year. Those are the three guys that you remember. Who are the one and dones you can remember from Duke, even though they've started it a little bit more recently?
Jahlil Okafor.
National champion.
Tyus Jones.
National champion. And Kansas obviously hasn't had any national champions with one-and-dones on the team. Bill Self also hasn't sent any, at least yet, any all-stars to the next level. And it's only a matter of time. Like, Andrew Wiggins will be an all-star. Joel Embiid will be an all-star. Well, Josh Jackson may end up being an all-star.
And that could be the big part of the legacy because we don't know this for sure. We never will. But maybe if KU never gets Andrew Wiggins, that never allows them to get Josh Jackson. Just from how they handled it and
absolutely.
The ability to go number one.
Absolutely, and that is crucial. So that's why I wonder if Andrew Wiggins would have marched into Bill Self's offense, Josh Jackson would have went into Bill Self's office and said, you know what, coach, I really love college, and I want to come back for another year. I would think that it would behoove Bill Self to say, thanks, but no thanks. Because if you come back, you get injured, or things don't go according to plan for whatever reason, two things. One, hurts your draft stock, hurts your money ability, and if you want to act like you care about these kids, then you should be getting into the NBA. Like, you want to act like you care about them, then you you protect them from themselves. You say, no, I don't want you back. You need to go. This is the right decision for you. And B, if Josh Jackson goes from being a top three pick to a top 15 pick, let's just say he has an awful injury, right, that tears his ACL. All of a sudden, he's a top 15 pick instead of a top three pick, a top 20 pick. That hurts KU. It hurts KU in their future recruiting endeavors, because even though it's just a number, it's just used as a statistic, it does matter to be able to say, we've sent X amount of players to the draft, we've sent X amount of players who were picked in the top five. That matters.
So obviously the biggest legacy is what it's going to impact with recruiting. I think there's another smaller legacy about how it's going to affect KU on the court. I think because before this, Bill Self was pretty much as against it as anyone could be in terms of the small ball lineup. At the very least, I think the legacy of this could be it opens up his mind and he might be more willing to use it in future years.
Yeah, probably. And I don't know who you want to credit. Do you want to credit Josh Jackson or do you want to credit Carlton Bragg? Like, that might be Carlton Bragg's lasting legacy. He's like, man, you playing like ass for the first five games of this season allowed KU to go to small ball, and that allowed KU to employ the best offense they've ever had in the last 15 years. If Carlton Bragg would have came out giving you 12 and 10 every night, we never would have seen it. At least not in the sample size in which we did, but who knows? Maybe KU would have won a national championship if Carlton Bragg averaged 12 and 10. Who knows, right? Would you rather have taken what we got from Carlton Bragg, which was 2 years of nothingness, or would you rather have him been a big-time player and then KU just continue with the three-out, two-in look? I'm Nick Schwert, Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. Yeah, he's the best one-and-done ever. There's no question about it. I just don't know exactly how much that's going to matter in the big picture. And it's an impossible question, I think, to answer right now. I think it's one of those things you have to revisit it 5 years from now, 10 years from now, because if he is making all-star games, then all of a sudden you just remember that player more. You remember everything about him. The same way that nobody cares about Brandon Knight. Like, Brandon Knight, he went to Kentucky. He was a one-and-done player. He's been a pretty solid player in the NBA. Eric Bledsoe, been a really solid player at the next level, but he's not making all-star teams.
Well, to be fair, he was also like fifth fiddle on that Kentucky team.
Right, but he was on that John Wall team, I believe. But we don't link him to Kentucky. He's not the one of the names we first bring up and we say, look at the guys he's sent to the next level. Look at what Eric Bledsoe's doing. No, Devin Booker's becoming that guy for Kentucky. Puts up 70 points a couple of weeks ago. Now, all of a sudden, is he another one of those names? Is he another one of those kids who 17-year-olds look at and they go, man, I love watching Devin Booker play. Oh, where do you go to school? Oh, Kentucky. How come all my favorite players went to Kentucky? That matters. Yeah. That's the biggest thing that these one-and-dones can do. It really is. Because kids who are 18 years old now, 17 years old now, they don't remember watching DeMarcus Cousins and John Wall at Kentucky. Okay, they don't. They were 12 years old. They weren't watching. But they watch them in the NBA. They watch John Wall put up 32 and 14 last night. They say, man, I love watching him play. Where do you go to school? Oh, Kentucky? Okay. Oh, DeMarcus Cousins is my favorite center in the NBA. That dude's a monster. Where do you go to school? Oh. I'm starting to sense a pattern. Why do all my favorite players to watch, why do they all go to the same school? Maybe I should go there. That's what you want for Kansas. You want Andrew Wiggins and Joel Embiid and Josh Jackson to make all-star teams. They go, man, Josh Jackson's so much fun to watch. Where do you go to school? Oh, Kansas? Andrew Wiggins? Kansas? Joel Embiid? Man, that guy's so funny. That guy's the future of centers. He is transcendent talent. He went to KU? Okay. That's what those guys can do. While you'd like them to bring you national championships, if you're going to go all in on the one and done, which all the elite programs have at this point, then you have to make the best of it, like Kentucky's done, which is just continuing to get them in. And you continue to get those guys in when they reach their potential, when they accomplish what they want, when they accomplish their dreams, which for all of these guys is to be millionaires, which for all these guys is to go be a lottery pick, play for an NBA team, make millions of dollars. That's what these guys want, because that's what they wanted when they were 17. That's what they want when they're 25. And when you see those kids who wanted it at 17, went to Kentucky, went to Kansas, went to Duke, and ended up accomplishing their dreams, they say, oh, Kentucky, they'll help my dreams come true. Kansas, They'll help my dreams come true. Josh Jackson, projected top three pick. Maybe he'll be number one. He's a few months away from having his dreams come to reality. And hopefully a few years down the line, there'll be another 17, 18-year-old kid that said, you know what, I like that kid. Maybe I should go to Kansas too. It's 341 on Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7, 1320 KLWN.